For years, residents in Pennsylvania living near fracking sites, pipelines, and other oil and gas infrastructure have complained about impacts like pollution. Now, prosecutors on both sides of the state have launched criminal probes into the state's fracking boom. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier looks ahead to where these investigations might go.
When he ran for attorney general in 2016, Josh Shapiro promised to prosecute the state's fracking industry. In this campaign ad, he said regulators were being too soft on polluters.
All they've ever gotten is just a slap on the wrist. It's time for that to change. I'm Josh Shapiro, and I'll hold the oil and gas companies criminally liable for poisoning our air and our drinking water. I'll be an attorney general who always works for you.
Democrat Josh Shapiro appears to be living up to this promise. He's summoned witnesses before an investigative grand jury in Pittsburgh to look into possible environmental crimes related to oil and gas activities. Close to Philadelphia, he's helping Delaware County prosecutors investigate the troubled Mariner East pipeline, which has caused sinkholes, contaminated well water, and leaked gasoline into waterways. Meanwhile, Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan has launched a grand jury investigation of his own on the Mariner East. Here he is in January talking about his decision to investigate the pipeline.
Somebody's got to step in. Our citizens are very concerned. And as soon as our prosecutors and investigators started digging into this, they said, yes, there are significant problems. Yes, some of them could fall into criminal charges.
A spokeswoman for Energy Transfer, the company behind the Mariner East, declined to be interviewed. But in a statement, she said there was no, quote, legitimate basis for an investigation, and that the company would aggressively defend itself. Penalties for environmental crimes can include fines, probation, even jail time. Typically, these prosecutions involve proving the intent or mental state of an individual or corporation, says David Ullman, a former environmental crimes prosecutor for the U.S. Department of Justice. Ullman, who's now a law professor at Michigan, says companies can't plead ignorance of the laws they're accused of breaking.
You know, ignorance of the law generally is not a defense in the United States. And it's not the case that companies can say, oh, well, I had no idea that the law applied to my conduct, or I didn't realize what the law required.
Prosecutors have a high bar, proving a case beyond a reasonable doubt. But they also have tools that other government agents don't. These include the ability to convene a grand jury, says Mark Fried, a former prosecutor in the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office.
They have the power to subpoena, so they are very useful in conducting investigations, gathering the evidence that's needed then for the prosecuting agency to then decide they have enough information to make a charge.
Having subpoena power means prosecutors can talk to people who've signed non-disclosure agreements with oil and gas companies. Shapiro and his deputies have used this to talk with Stephanie Halowich, a Western Pennsylvania woman who testified before the grand jury in Pittsburgh in February. In a lawsuit she settled in 2012, Halowich claimed Range Resources and two other oil and gas companies contaminated the air and water at her Washington County home. A letter from Shapiro to attorneys in another civil case involving Range asked they preserve documents and evidence. So is Range a target of the investigation? That's tough to say, says Jamie Colburn, a former EPA attorney who's now a Penn State law professor.
You don't open a grand jury investigation because you know who's guilty. You open a grand jury investigation to find out if anybody is guilty.
Spokesman for Range Resources didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. The Attorney General's office won't even confirm there is an investigation, let alone discuss details of the case. Before it was settled, Halowich's lawsuit also named the state's Department of Environmental Protection as a defendant. In other high-profile contamination cases, public agencies tasked with safeguarding water supplies have become targets for prosecution. In Michigan, the state attorney general has charged 15 officials for their roles in the Flint water crisis, and three have pled guilty. Shapiro himself charged Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority with more than 150 counts related to lead in Pittsburgh's drinking water. So far, there's been no indication that Shapiro is investigating DEP's role in regulating oil and gas companies. Chris Carasone, a former chief deputy attorney general in Pennsylvania, says he wouldn't bet on that happening.
Yeah, I think that would be highly unlikely. I can't imagine a scenario where the attorney general's office could investigate the DEP for failing to do its job.
He says typically environmental crimes are reserved for individuals or companies, not government agencies.
You could have a scenario where a state employee is charged with conspiring with a business entity or other individuals outside of the agency to violate the law.
Allman, the former Department of Justice lawyer, says prosecutors can only enforce laws already on the books. He said criminal investigations are no substitute for regulation of industry by legislatures and state agencies.
You can't go in through the back door and sort of regulate through litigation conduct that you haven't regulated at the front end, or at least you can't do that in the criminal law.
One possibility most agree on, prosecutors could go through all this and decide they don't have enough evidence to bring charges. Grand juries in Pennsylvania can last up to 24 months. When they're done, they can release their findings in a report. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.